Welcome, everybody, to the Say What Needs Saying 2020 wrap-up episode and season one finale. We're going to be talking about every topic that we talked about this season. And for this topic, we're going to be talking about discussing discussion, or in other words, the premise of this podcast. Basically, our first episode was, why is it so hard to talk about these topics? Why is it so touchy and people don't like to discuss them? I mean, I think my take hasn't changed too much since the beginning, but it's been more reinforced. I think that, you know, these topics are super important. They're super critical and important to people, but they're personal. They are sensitive and oftentimes are really deeply held beliefs, right? And things that are critical to people's worldview. I don't know. I think that's why I think that people aren't willing to really talk about this stuff. What about you?
I don't know. I think people are afraid of the unknown as a culture as a whole. So if you don't know what someone else has in their background, you don't know what facts they're going to bring up. Like, I know people who want to have discussions, but they are afraid of different perspectives that may counteract them, and then they'll lose their point.
Yeah.
And then people get judged. People almost get looked upon as uneducated or ignorant if they don't have the proper subject or they don't have the proper knowledge on a particular topic. No, even if you don't know, voice that you don't know that. Like, oh, I did not know that. However, with what I do know, X, Y, and Z, X, Y, and Z.
Yeah, that's a good point. People are very unwilling to admit that they were wrong, right? I think that's something that we need to normalize more in society when we're talking about these things. You know, it's okay to say, oh, I supported this political candidate, or oh, I held this belief previously, but after talking about it, my mind's been opened a little, or my views have changed, and this is what I think now because I've been presented with new evidence, right? People aren't willing to say that right now because it sucks being wrong. And for something like politics, religion, or culture, you know, being quote unquote wrong on something like that, it's tough. It's hard to accept and talk about at that point.
I mean, I think you're 100% right. I think even doing the look back that we're going to be doing, there's some takes that we said in the middle of March or in the middle of July, mm-hmm. or during the heat of whatever, that we're going to have to walk back and say, wait a minute, I was wrong. Or wait a minute, we were wrong, or the perspective was wrong, or we have to even put it on our own shoulders to say what things are wrong and when they are right, and we not be afraid to go back and forth.
Yeah, no, I'm excited to get into these topics and kind of go back through everything that we've touched on.
Let's go. Hey guys, that was the end of that particular clip for our 2020 season one wrap up. Don't be afraid to check out whatever you saw interesting on all of our streaming platforms.
Tune in tomorrow for the next topic. We'll be going through each topic that we had during season one, and we're excited to let you get a glimpse into what we talked about.